There you go, Nathan. Clark, you just said a ton is
lock him in for 100. Lock in for 100, Gazza.
Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, gents. I'm not sure about 100, but that's the only way I can score at the moment if they bowl short.
Yeah, I know. I've actually seen that hook shot. You've been working on that, haven't you? Front foot press and bang, straight out of the middle. How's the batting going? Is your brother still coaching you?
Yeah, Brendan's still doing a lot of work with me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going okay. Enjoying it a lot more than what I have in the past. Taking it on.
Yeah, mate, how have you enjoyed getting back for New South Wales? I think just about everyone's played now except Davey Warner. So all the guys that are involved in the Test series, are they happy to be back and everyone's in high spirits after that loss to India?
I think it was a pretty big learning over the summer. So to get back to New South Wales and really play the back end of the Shield cricket before the lads go away for the IPL, it's pretty amazing, to be honest. We don't really get so much time at home, and obviously disappointing South Africa got called off, but in the light behind it all, I think to get back and give back to Shield cricket and go and play with some really nice young players, it's pretty amazing, to be honest.
Nathan, tell us about playing 100 tests for Australia. Special moment, mate, and you know, obviously it's gone so quickly. You remember your test debut and all of a sudden you're running out there onto the Gabba and playing your 100th test match. How were you feeling, mate? And congratulations to you.
Thanks, mate. It was pretty amazing moment, to be honest. Obviously, it was quite emotional as well when you think about it, because, as you said, it only feels like the other day where I made my debut and Pup took my first catch off my first ball. So it feels like just the other day, but when you look at it, it's been a pretty amazing journey so far, and I've really enjoyed every moment of it. So hopefully there's a few more to come, to be honest with you, but we'll just see where we get to.
Yeah, you got plenty more in you, Gazza. Matt, I wanted to ask, we've had a lot of people message in and around just expectation from a player that's been around for such a long period, like yourself, and how you deal with that expectation. I think there's, you know, because of your own success, there's an expectation that come day five of a test match, Australia in the field, you've got to bowl an opposition out, Nathan Lyon is the man, he's got to win that test match for you. How do you feel with that, and how do you think that went throughout the summer?
It's a good question, because there is a lot of expectations, but I've really been able to work with, talk to Michael Lloyd a fair bit, the sports psych at Cricket Australia, about the understanding of what that actually looks like. I think everyone can have expectations and everything like that, but at the end of the day, in the game of cricket, there's usually 4 to 5 bowlers in the game, and if we can build pressure from both ends, it doesn't matter who takes the wicket. And I think that's what's really good at the moment with the Australian bowling attack, is that we work so well together and we can build pressure. Unfortunately, the wickets didn't really help us this year. It's Sydney or Brisbane. They're pretty flat. I reckon Pup, you would have got 200.
No chance.
Like a couple of years ago.
No chance. Not these days.
Oh, he told us off air he would have got 300.
Oh, rubbish. I said I would have got 5 wickets. Stop. I said I would have got 5 for though, Lino. Don't worry about that.
Well, I weren't moving at all.
Actually, my back. I don't think I'm getting 5 for this back.
So it's just really what you want to, how you want to play cricket, and what expectation you really want to put on yourself. I know I probably struggled with that early in my career when everyone thought I was going to do what Shane Warne did, but yeah, totally different bowls of what the king is.
What about learnings, mate, from a team's perspective from the summer?
I really think the big learnings for us was that we missed our opportunities, and we took the foot off the throat, if we can say that, in the big moments, and let them back in. You look at the best teams in the world, when they're on top of the opposition, they don't give them a sniff, to be honest with you. So I think we can take a big one that, whether we're batting and to try and to push a game forward or with the ball, I think we can really try, and when we're applying pressure, we can keep that pressure on for long periods of time, and we're not understanding that oppositions will crack when we hold the pressure for long time.
I read today that you've turned down an opportunity to go and play for Hampshire in the county system over in the UK. So what does your preparation then look like leading into the first Ashes test match?
It's just going to be a pre-season here with New South Wales, and obviously with the all New South Wales trial games and everything like that. But just with the pandemic and the uncertainty of COVID and stuff, not knowing whether you could take your family over there or can you get back, what's the rules, quarantine and everything else like that. So I just thought it was too big a risk for me personally. So I thought best prep would probably be here, really nail down fitness, spend some time at home with Emma and the girls and then and crack on to the Shield cricket leading into the test matches.
Nate, it's always a big series, the Ashes, and I think this year will be bigger than most, given that we've come off a loss against India, and it's unusual for Australia to go back-to-back with losses. So you must be looking forward to that Ashes series and this Australian team. Where does the improvement come from? What do you have to do differently?
It's going to be a massive series. It always is, and the build-up always gets bigger and bigger, it seems, with the Ashes series. But England are very confident at the moment. They're playing some decent cricket in India, and obviously watching India beat us here at home, I think they've grown an extra leg, and they're pretty confident about coming out here at the moment. So it's going to be really good, but I'm excited by it. But if we can, as I said, cricket's a pretty simple game, but if we can try and not complicate things and do all the basics really well over a long period of time, then I've got no doubt that we'll be all right here in Australia against England. So fingers crossed that we can get to all the grounds that we want to get to, including the Optus Stadium, and have the 5 test matches all around Australia and without any COVID interruptions, and we'll be right.
Nathan Pat Cummins, your teammate both at state and national level. Do you believe he could one day captain Australia with a workload across 3 formats as a fast bowler?
I've got no reason why he couldn't. Obviously played in his first game the other day when he captained New South Wales in the limited overs, and I thought he was actually really good. I actually sent him a message after the game and said, mate, well done. I thought you were absolutely brilliant. So it wasn't a very stressful day for him as captain, but I've got no reason why not, especially when you look around the senior players within the test squad at the moment. But to be honest with you, I'm really hoping Payne keeps going for at least another series. I love playing under Tim, and I think his gloves is absolutely crucial for our success at the moment as well.
Hey, Nate, Pup's always spoken about how McGrath and Warne used to love bowling together because they'd build pressure, and they'd bowl in that partnership. I suppose, have you got a preference for a bowler at the other end when you're bowling?
It really depends on the time of the game, but it's really quite hard to go past Josh Hazlewood, to be honest with you. I think he's probably the closest to Glenn McGrath, and I know he secretly wanted to call him Pigeon. but I'm going to have to say with the big fella, so he's always brilliant to bowl with.
Now, how's Mitchell Starc going? It just looks like he's lacking some confidence at the moment.
But I think the wheel's going around where you have all these times where all the inside edges go to the ground, they go to the boundaries, and et cetera, like that. But we all love Mitch Starc, and I love his effort and the way he runs in and bowls that quick. So I'm really hoping that that things will turn around for him. So he's got all our love and support, that's for sure.
Now, we've had a text here from Tom from Tamworth. Gaz, will Josh Hazlewood would bring you boys back to the annual Tamworth Cup trip this year? You owe me a few shouts from last time, says Tom from Tamworth. Josh Hazlewood's from up that way, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Tamworth.
Yeah,
no, the boys made a trip up there a couple of years ago after we won the Ashes. So,
yeah, we've just seen a photo of you, Lino, that they've texted in, and you look very dusty.
That's probably spot on.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on your 600th first-class wicket as well the other day. And Nathan there against Victoria, and looking forward to seeing you back in action tomorrow for the Blues against the Vics at Bankstown Oval. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Too easy, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys.